This has a remake. Huh? This has a remake.
What?
Wait, why are you throwing around my DVDs? What is this
stuff? Oh, well, you know.
Come on. What would Pod Bros think about this, huh?
In this episode, we're going to talk about remakes we want to see, at least with different directors. Welcome to Media Layer Sandwich, episode 39. In this episode, there's so many reboots going on. We want to talk about, we're going to relax a little bit. We're going to talk about reboots we would like to see, which is a different tone what we normally do. We're a little more serious on this show, but we're going to relax a little bit. On our table today, for those listening, we have a ton of movies. I honestly just went to grab a couple DVDs just to throw on the table, and I realized so many of these have either been copied or have straight up reboots and stuff like that. Anyway,
if it's not all of them.
I am Scotty Miley, better known as Toden from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. With me is William
from AllAboutWilliam.com.
And I am Mark Monster, CrazyMark.com.
Okay, so let's just jump into it. You know, there's so many bad reboots out there and things that we're just like, oh, why are they doing this? What movies do you think, hey, maybe they should do another one of these or do it in a different way or just reboot the entire thing?
Oh, I know some people are going to get on me for this one, but I personally think they should redo the original three Star Wars movies.
Ooh, sacrilege!
Sacrilege!
Oh, no, man!
Well, I like the original three, but they keep modifying them, so they should just redo it so it's done the way they want it to be done and let the original three be
Yeah, George Lucas is gone. You don't have to worry about that no more.
The guns, big guns. Oh, no, that's a religion. No.
George Lucas is no longer changing it. They used to say, you better watch it now before they change it again. That's no longer the case. They threw out the whole, oh, we're going to do them all in 3D now. No.
Yeah.
No. You know, that's like one of the few good things that happened when Disney bought it. Well, maybe a lot of good things happened when Disney bought it. When Disney bought it, they said, yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah,
we're just gonna move on and make new ones.
Leave well enough alone.
If you want to change something, just reboot it like that.
I don't think you could do that with Star Wars. No,
that would be hard, but that'd be interesting to see.
I would not mind if they rebooted one of the cartoons because they had at least three different cartoon spinoffs, to my knowledge.
I
own the Ewoks and the droids, and I do believe there was, of course, there's Clone Wars and stuff like that. I have like the original, like old ones.
Yes,
droids and Ewoks adventures. I wouldn't mind see a reboot of droids. Droids was interesting.
Yeah. You know, I never caught the droids, but I'd really like to see a movie with the Chewbaccas and all those furry creatures becoming Pirates of the Galaxy going around.
Well, there's the
great
Christmas
parties.
Special.
No. That never existed. No, I want to see the Wookiee invasion, the pirate Wookiees, you know?
No, see, I'll tell you what I want to see. Want to see something like that? I want to see a Star Wars movie, The Rise of Kalis, the Klingon that united the Klingon Empire, created the Empire before they were all over space. Kalis was there. I want to see a origin Rise of Kalis Klingon story with nothing but bathlets and fighting, no lasers, no phasers, none of that.
That could be cool. Yeah, that could actually be cool going out to all you Star Trek fans. What do you think, you know? As far as things go with reboots, man, and here's something that a lot of people be saying, hey, what if they came back with a $6 million man, but for the budget, you know, inflation, making the $6 billion man and make it a comedy, you know, instead of like all so serious, you know. Oh, Oscar, we need to go.
I liked the $6 million woman better.
The bionic woman.
Yes. Well, bring them in too. Make it a bionic family. Make it all. But then now we're
that just sounds cartoony.
Yeah, but then it starts to rag on
Bionic Family.
But then it starts to rag on like
$6 billion for me to get up in the morning. We are the Bionic Family.
But then they're ragging on like The Incredibles or something. Which, by the way, they're gonna have another movie out with them.
Finally, yes. It's about time. What was it? Incredibles was an amazing 20 years movie.
Ago.
It was a good movie.
It was. I
don't understand why they never did a sequel. I understand why it took so long for that one because the writers didn't know if they could top themselves. But Sky High, I wanted a sequel to Sky High with Kirk Douglas, man. It's been too long now, but I thought that was an amazing movie. I swear, I thought Disney was going to jump on that and do like an animated TV show.
But they didn't.
No, they just fizzled out.
Yeah, something happened there. And Kirk Douglas, you know, he carries the thing.
No, he didn't carry. Oh, wait. The kid carried the movie.
Yeah, the kid did.
Kirk Douglas was nothing more really than a 5-scene, you know, cameo. He was great in it, don't get me wrong.
But he did not carry it.
The kid actors carried it. They did okay.
Yeah, so they did okay.
It was still a decent storyline. It was cartoony.
But it was good.
But
Kirk Douglas, he's a staple with the Disney, you know, and that's how it kind of goes, you know.
I wouldn't even sell it on Kirk Douglas because if he doesn't come back, I would have been okay with someone else taking over.
Come on, he'll come back. He's tied into Disney, man.
Yeah, but they're not gonna do a sequel now. It's been too long. The only way for them to do it is to animate it, and because there's no way they could.
You never know, man. Take a look at some of the other sequels they're bringing back. I mean,
with the original actors, though.
Yeah, if they did anything.
Come on, remember Independence Day?
These kids had the kids.
Okay, no, we're talking about reboots and sequels we want to see.
Oh man. Okay.
Independence Day was bad.
Okay, so let me go back and start saying ones that we would like to see. Monster Squad.
Hey.
Bring Monster Squad. If you've never seen Monster Squad, if you watch Stranger Things, if you like Stranger Things, I'm pretty sure they got, you know, it's just Monster Squad, sort of, more modern and more sci-fied up with D&D. Monster Squad itself is a fun movie. Kids fighting, you know, Dracula, Frankenstein, a werewolf. They could do it. I was just talking about this earlier today. They could do it so many different ways. They could keep it cartoony. They could still make it a kids movie, or they could make an adult TV series. I mean, the premise is very generic, and they can do it again, and modernize it. I don't redo it shot by shot. No, make it your own thing. Change the title. Don't just call it Monster Squad. Squad itself, to me, is kind of dated. Yeah, with Suicide Squad.
It reminds me of Mod Squad. You know, let's make that one.
Squad is that term is kind of done.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing something militaristic, which Suicide Squad is debatably militaristic.
What I'd really like to see happen on the big screen is take one of El Santo's adventures and bring it to the big screen. For those of you who don't know who El Santo is, he's the big Lucha Libre superhero from Mexico. And he'd appear on screen back in the old black and whites with a mask on. He'd either be in a business suit or he'd wear a cape and his trunks and go out and fight crime or fight aliens or get the lady in distress, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we've had a lot of... They tried to do the whole luchador, lucha libre thing in the past 10 years. I mean, yeah, Nacho Libre. How about that? Does that count? Does Nacho Libre count?
No, that's a direct comedy. That's actually a play on that kind of thing. We're talking about an honest superhero kind of guy who goes out and he gets the alien, gets the villain, and gets the girl, you know?
Oh.
I would like to see, now this isn't going to happen, I would like to see certain properties go back to the owners, like Fantastic Four move over to the MCU, which won't happen because, you know, whoever owns them isn't letting them go. But let Fantastic Four...
They've had a million movies made, man.
Go back to the owners. Same thing with X-Men.
Corman rules.
You know, put everyone together. He did the Fantastic Four thing. He only did that movie. They only paid Corman to make that one movie of Fantastic Four to keep the copyrights, and they never released it. You can find that on YouTube. Roger Corman presents Fantastic
He's the same horror. Guy that did Rock and Roll High School with the Ramones.
Oh, that movie was horrible, dude.
Oh, come on. That's, that's a cult legend.
I forced myself to watch that movie because I like the Ramones. It's a horrible movie. Roger Corman, he does have some good stuff. He really does. But...
Oh, that's a legendary flick. Don't listen to them. Okay, go check
fine.
It out.
Let's get Roger Corman to Rock redo and Roll High School, man. Captain America.
Okay, yeah.
But they I think a bunch no, of I would too. Like to see Roger Corman do Captain America. If we're gonna have Roger Corman, to let's play that game. Let's say a director and then make a movie that they would have to reboot.
Okay,
Scorsese. Oh.
Scorsese, he's gonna have to do something like. Violent. So why don't we go with
I see one on the table. I'd have him redo.
Uh-oh. Which one?
To your left. What? There you go.
What? Have Scorsese do Captain Hook?
Oh, Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Or Scorsese Peter Pan. Think about it. The Lost Boys, they are a gang of young kids fighting against the adults.
They have an offer.
I can see Scorsese... I think that would be a good one.
You have an offer. You
did anyone... and anything comes to your guys' mind?
Not mine.
You know, when I think of Scorsese, I also think of Clockwork Orange. I mean...
But he didn't do Clockwork Orange.
I know, but he could make it more, well...
Oh, reboot Clockwork Orange, yeah.
But that's kind of, that's a legendary flick, you know? No one's even thought about rebooting that one.
Well, because it was done so well before,
yeah.
But that was one of the ideas was that, I know when the famous fan theories is that the main character was being trained as an assassin.
Yeah.
So that does makes a lot of sense,
But
too.
How much you want to bet they're going to maybe try and reboot that one?
No.
I mean, they've been going out after all sorts of stuff, you know?
All right, but, throw me a director.
Okay, Woody Allen.
Oh.
He's the same guy who produced The Sleeper.
Oh, man.
Rough. My name is Rags.
Woody Allen. Anything he does, it would be so neurotic. Spider-Man. I think he could capture Peter Parker.
We're talking emo big time.
No, well, he's so neurotic. And Peter Parker is so neurotic. I can see. Unfortunately, Woody Allen always casts himself in his own movies.
So he'd have to show up.
Yeah, he'd show up somewhere.
He would be Peter.
He would be Peter Pan.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker. Oh,
Peter,
yeah.
Peter Pan. Peter.
Sorry. Yeah, you'd be Peter Pan in a Spider-Man
Let's
movie.
Let's change wardrobe here.
No, I can see him do a lot because he's so neurotic. He can do that. Like any like character focus. I'm looking on the table for ideas. I mean, Get Smart.
He'll
can
never
you imagine
go.
Woody Allen do Get Smart? it would be a very type
no,
of spy
you
movie.
Wanna see if you want to see and I believe it would be a great Get Smart, is if Alfred Hitchcock
created
a Get Smart.
Oh yes.
That would be the bomb.
That would be. I'd watch that one.
Yeah,
I'd pay to watch that in the theater.
another one for Alfred Hitchcock. Happy Days.
Oh that man, a murder mystery. Who did it with Fonzie?
Well, you know, in the 60s, with all the stereotypical kids in a stereotypical hangout.
Oh,
with
man.
The two cool parents and the older guy that just always hangs around with his motorcycle.
That's like
it magically fixes things, and a lot of things are secret.
Mm-hmm. Do I see a serial killer in there somewhere?
Okay. Tarantino,
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Oh, I forgot about Space Ghost.
Are we talking about the talk show Space Coast to Coast?
No, the adventure series.
Oh,
cartoons,
my. That would
make
be
it real
so
life.
Bloody.
That would be
well,
great.
It would make sense because Space Ghost did kind of like talk a lot more than he needed to.
Yeah.
Let's imagine that white costume getting all bloody, man. He'd be red and white.
I know this is going to upset people. I think Quentin Tarantino is horrible at dialogue.
I don't know. He comes up with some pretty interesting stuff.
Okay.
So what's in your wallet? No, anyway, no, back to it. He's a good guy. You know, I've seen some of his script writing, and it is some excellent stuff, you know?
Did you come up with any other ones for Quentin Tarantino yet? Okay, here's mine. Uh-oh. And now this cartoon show is getting rebooted. Uh-oh. And the cartoon show is called Reboot.
Reboot?
Reboot is getting rebooted, but can you imagine Quentin Tarantino having control over a CGI cartoon about AI inside of a computer that has to fight the user in video games?
It's like Tron World or something, man.
Sort of.
Tron.
I love that cartoon show.
He would make that definitely way out there.
Well, the thing is the third season of the show did become a little more adult, and Quentin Tarantino, I hate his dialogue, but it would be interesting. Going on Quentin Tarantino, little less dialogue, little more action and crazy stuff. Robert Rodriguez, I think, is he's the director of all the crazy stuff. I think it's Rodriguez.
Well, then maybe he should reboot Electro Woman and Dinah Girl.
I only heard the names.
Yeah.
Electro Woman and Dinah Girl, that was like a Saturday morning thing with these two superhero chicks that would, like, it was like, was it Croft, Marty Croft, and the same guys who made H.R. Puff and stuff.
Oh. okay. Who should reboot H&R Puff and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Besides Kevin Smith. Besides Kevin Smith. Because that's too easy.
William, what do you think, man? Who should direct H.R. Puff and stuff?
I'm actually not sure.
I know. What's his name? Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, and it would be so factual, you know? Like, on this date, they discovered an island. What was that unidentified flying object? It was Witchy Poo.
And you know Tom Hanks would be in it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Tom Hanks as H&R Puff and Stuff. Yes, he's the mayor.
And they're like, I'm H&R Puff and Stuff. Hi there, Billy. What you got there? I got my magic flute. Flute, what's up?
He would have so much fun with that role, too.
Okay, so this one's a little bit of a loop because he has rebooted several things into movies. Mm-hmm. Michael Bay. What should Michael Bay reboot?
Oh, man.
And what can he reboot and actually be decent? Because
Michael Bay. Mega action, mega Transformers.
Explosions everywhere.
Here we go.
Holes in the plot.
Nothing has
to fully. Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Because nothing has to make sense.
Okay, Bugs Bunny then, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
They did it with Charlie Brown.
Foghorn Leghorn, definitely.
I tell you, boy.
Dude, I think that's right up
Foghorn Leghorn and Michael Bay. God.
There we go.
Boy, I say boy.
Boom!
Here, let me light this cigar for you. Boom!
Next time they try to reboot Looney Tunes, because the last two tries didn't really work.
No, they kind of destroyed themselves.
Okay.
They're missing that magic from the 50s, from the fantastic political awareness that those Warner Brother cartoons had.
Oh, you want to talk about old movies. Now, here's a movie I really, really enjoy. I don't know if I want to see it remade, but... A lot of these movies, a lot of the old black and white movies, I have to take a break. Like, I have to watch it, like, two different days. Like, Tarzan and His Mate, one of my favorite movies of all time. Cannot watch it all the way through without going to sleep.
Which Tarzan?
That would still be... Tarzan and His Mate was maybe the second Tarzan movie.
Are you talking about Johnny Weissmuller?
Probably.
Okay.
But which black and white movie... will be interesting to see remade, but I don't know if I want it to be remade, because Tarzan's been remade a billion times. The last one wasn't bad, actually. Yeah. But Marx Brothers movies, Duck Soup.
Duck Soup. Oh, man.
I mean, there's still gags that they started that people still repeat.
Yeah, these are the great granddaddies of slapstick, man. You just sometimes you just can't replace them, you know, like the Three Stooges, man.
For one, Pratt will be in it. Chris Pratt, because he's... Because he's the... I just had his name tip my tongue.
He wants to be like a comedian in a way.
He does. He's not a comedian, but Chris Pratt could be a good straight man. He would be a good straight man.
He could, yeah. Yeah, it takes a little practice to get into a role of slapstick, you know? You got to be able to take a licking and keep on ticking, so to speak.
There was slapstick, but remember, there was also singing. Yeah. And it was way more of their deliveries. It wasn't like Three Stooges. I wouldn't call Marx Brothers slapstick. There was slapstick in them, but I wouldn't call them slapstick. But who else can tie this together and direct it? Robin Williams is not with us anymore.
That is, yeah. And that's sad. I'm going to have to take a second here.
Okay,
now I'm back.
But that does lead me to think of one of his best friends who directed some indie movies. Goldcat Goldthwait.
Oh,
Bobcat
Goldthwait. Bobcat Goldthwait. Oh, was it Shakes the Clown?
Yep. That was one of the first movies he directed and starred in. And he no longer does that. He no longer does that. Like, he did another sad, you probably want another moment for this, World's Greatest Dad.
Oh.
And, of course, he gave the script to Robin Williams to read, and Robin Williams like, I want to play that part. And it very dark. I wouldn't exactly call it a comedy, very dark. But I think Bobcat Goldthwait could tackle on a Marx Brothers film.
Yeah, he could do that. He's got that kind of mentality. It's kind of distorted and strange that could actually do that kind of thing.
I want to see more movies. I'm going to toss him out as Groucho Marx. And this is going to either blow your mind or you're going to yell at me. Probably both.
Okay, who?
I'm going to say... Gilbert Gottfried.
He could do it. He's cranky enough to pull it off and straight-faced enough to pull it off. He could do it. He's an older cat now. Mm-hmm. I've seen him. You know, he's got the stature. I have a couple of his
books somewhere.
You know, Gilbert, he's very underrated. Gilbert Gottfried. No, you should have seen him on Wife Swap. Anyway, he's an underrated guy. Who is really great at what he does comic-wise, you know, and why he hasn't been offered any more roles or whatever is beyond me, you know.
He might turn him down now. Who knows? Well, the whole Aflac thing, too.
The whole Aflac?
Yeah, the Aflac thing.
Is he the voice of that goose?
He used to be, and then he made a joke. Uh-oh. He made an inappropriate joke on Twitter, and then Aflac dumped him, and it was kind of hard for him to find work after that.
Aww.
But he still does stand up, and he wrote another book. And he's older. He's up there. I mean, come on. He's the voice of Iago. He's not hurting.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man.
Yeah, at one point, I think he had the biggest IMDb page.
Wow.
Because he just did so much voice acting.
Wow, yeah.
Anyways, Gilbert Gottfried's my spirit animal.
Oh, okay then. Well, we're going to jump on to another thing. It's okay. Japanese kaiju. And let's take a look back at Ultraman Q. Who would you like to see create a reboot of Ultraman?
I only vaguely familiar. Yeah.
He was this alien that would fight all the kaijus on the planet Earth. And whoever would invade, Hayata would pull out the
Not Beta Michael Castle. Bay. Not Michael Bay at all. What directors? One of the X-Men guys. One of the guys that directed, whoever directed Logan.
I forget who that is.
Yeah, the guy that directed Logan. Let's put those guys in there.
Yes.
So would you like to see somebody in the comments yelling?
Listening.
It's this guy. This guy.
Or you're yelling at me like, no, you mean the guy that directed the first X-Men movie.
Or would you like to see, who was it that directed Pacific Rim?
If we're going to talk about Pacific Rim, if they're going to reboot Robot Jocks, they should have just did Robot Jocks.
But they didn't do robot jocks.
It was pretty much robot jocks and I can't pronounce this. Neo Evangeli.
Well, they're supposed to, okay. They're going to have a Pacific Rim 2 coming up here soon.
Just do robot jocks. Just do robot jocks.
So do it, robot jocks. And I want to see a Hellboy 3.
A robot jocks is a very cheap 80s like robot fighting movie, pretty much like Rock'em Sock'em. And you should just YouTube it. It's free on YouTube. Watch Robot Jocks. It's a horrible, horrible, beautiful, great movie.
Robot
it's
jocks.
So bad it's good.
I gotta see it.
We're gonna talk about movies that we wouldn't mind seeing a reboot, and what we were talking about mostly is new twists. Hey, how far can we take this to this different direction? Hey, if this director did it, how would they do it? We weren't talking about holding true to the original. We're thinking of like the original, but with twists. And I think that's really what I got out of this conversation.
Yeah, I'd like to see a mashup, if anything, you know, something to keep it interesting on screen, not just a rehash of an origin story or something like that, you know.
Exactly. And today we had Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
William from AllAboutWilliam.com.
I'm from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK. You can see us live coming up at BolaCon in July
14th, 15th, and 16th over at Woodland Lanes.
And July 15th, that same day, we'll be at Motor City Steampunk Con.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And you could always find us at MediaLayerSandwich.com and PodBros.com. And, of course, you can always find a whole bunch of information about each one of us at our websites. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Let us know. Join in the comments and check out our other videos or audio if you're listening to the audio. And you could hear our thoughts on many different subjects, mostly all media related, a little more serious. So if you want to be a creator, check this out. We will totally, I think you'll dig it. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
See ya.